Democrat budget includes $107 billion amnesty for illegal aliens. By John Binder on August 9, 2021. The framework for a $3.5 trillion Democrat budget resolution includes plans to provide amnesty to millions of illegal aliens living in the United States via the filibuster-proof reconciliation process. On Monday, Senate Democrats unveiled the budget framework, which includes a series of instructions for various Senate committees to craft specific plans. As such, the framework instructs the Senate Judiciary Committee to spend $107 billion in American taxpayer money on amnesty for illegal aliens. The language of the framework is vague, asking the Judiciary Committee members to give lawful permanent status for qualified immigrants. Those who would qualify for such an amnesty remain unclear. The cost of the amnesty to taxpayers is just slightly lower than Senate Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders' IVT amnesty plan, which was projected to cost $150 billion. Any amnesty plan crafted by Democrats is expected to give green cards, which lead to naturalized American citizenship, millions of illegal aliens eligible for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, those with temporary protected status, TPS, those working on U.S. farms, and those considered essential workers. Democrats' amnesty via the reconciliation plan hit a serious roadblock last month when Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, announced she will oppose their $3.5 trillion budget. With Sinema's opposition, Senate Democrats do not have the 50 votes necessary to pass the budget via reconciliation, with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking a tie with Republican opposition. Most recently, Senator Bob Menendez, DNJ, told donors amnesty would only be possible if Senate Democrats shove it through the reconciliation process. "If we don't have reconciliation, I'm not sure that there's a pathway forward," Menendez said. In July, a group of House Republicans urged President Biden to oppose any such amnesty proposal Senate Democrats set forth. Biden previously endorsed plans to give amnesty to illegal aliens. "The amnesty plan," the House Republicans wrote, "is a partisan power grab designed to expand Democrats' ranks of voters by millions. Rejecting calls to inject amnesty into reconciliation would be a meaningful sign that you are finally willing to find common ground with your political opponents," they wrote. "We implore you to put substance behind your calls for unity and to start by rejecting calls to inject amnesty into reconciliation." A handful of House Democrats, though, have said they will not support a budget without the inclusion of amnesty for illegal aliens. The amnesty has major backing from Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's FWD.us, former President George W. Bush, and the Koch brothers. Likewise, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce had most recently held a conference dedicated to promoting the amnesty plan, claiming that legalizing millions of foreign competitors against American workers is vital to the U.S. economic recovery following the Chinese coronavirus crisis. Nationally, nearly 16 million Americans remain jobless, but all want full-time employment. Another 4.6 million Americans are underemployed but want a full-time job. Already, current immigration levels put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class toward employers and new arrivals, research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has repeatedly found that amnesty for illegal aliens would be a net fiscal drain for American taxpayers while driving down U.S. wages. Every year, 1.2 million legal immigrants receive green cards to permanently resettle in the U.S. In addition, 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to take American jobs, while hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens enter the U.S. annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.